appearance of Damodar. Damodar is a Sanskrit word. Dama means rope and Udhara means belly. Thus, Damodar is the other name given to Lord Krishna when Mother Yashoda tied him to the wooden mortar with the rope around his belly because he broke the curd and milk pots. Under the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami came to Vrindavan and searched the holy places according to the scriptures. Jiva Goswami, who was the nephew and also the disciple of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, followed them to Vrindavan. Rupa Goswami loved Jiva Goswami very dearly, so he carved a deity with his own hands out of a piece of black marble brought from Vindhya ranges and is 8 inches high, and he named it Radha Damodar. In the year 1542, Rupa Goswami personally installed that deity and worshipped him. Then he entrusted the care of Radha Damodar to Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami worshipped Radha Damodar with deep love and attachment. Lord Damodar would speak to Jiva Goswami. He would call him out, "Jiva, Jiva, I am hungry. Please give me bhoga." Srila Jiva Goswami would personally bathe, dress, collect flowers and make garland, prepare bhoga and offer with his own hands with love and devotion to Radha Damodar. By Damodar's mercy, Jiva Goswami with his own eyes would see Radha Damodar eating the bhoga. One time, Lord Damodar played flute and then called out, "Jiva, come, sit and listen. I'm playing the flute for you." And Jiva Goswami came to the altar, and there he was wonderstruck to see the Lord Damodar. His beautiful eyes, like the blue lotus petals, is decorated with a peacock feather on his head. A garland of beautiful forest flowers was round his neck, and lovely ornaments decorated his body. He was singing, dancing, is playing his flute for his devotee Jiva Goswami. Seeing this, Jiva Goswami fell unconscious in ecstasy, and when he came back to the consciousness, he could only weep and cry in ecstasy for Krishna. There are many such pastimes performed by Lord Damodar with Srila Jiva Goswami. When you visit the temple, you can hear many such pastimes recalled by the Goswamis in the temple there. It is believed that Emperor Akbar once, when he came to Vrindavan, had the darshan of Jiva Goswami, and the darshan of Jiva Goswami has transferred his heart. Under Jiva Goswami's instruction, he as well as his ministers became very active in building the temples in Vrindavan. Maharaj Man Singh, the Rajput king from Jaipur, built this temple for Jiva Goswami. The original deities of Radha Damodar were moved to Jaipur like other deities during the attack of Mughal ruler Aurangzeb. The original deity is now worshipped in the temple in Jaipur, and the Pratibhu Murtis or the replicas of these deities is worshipped in this temple in Vrindavan. Along with the deities of Sri Radha Damodar, Govardhan Shila of Sri Sanatan Goswami with the footprints of the Lord Krishna, his flute, stick and footprints of the cow which was given to him by the Lord himself during his old age is also kept and worshipped in this temple. There are other deities of Sri Madhav Radharani worshipped by Sri Jayadev Goswami, deities of Sri Vrindavan Chandra Radharani worshipped by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and the deities of Sri Chail Chikanji Radharani worshipped by Sri Bhugarbha Goswami. In the left part of the temple courtyard, there is a samadhi of Sri Jiva Goswami. In the right side, there is a bhajan kutir and samadhi of Rupa Goswami. Also, bhajan kutir of Srila Prabhupada, where he lived for many years, translating Srimad Bhagavatam during his visit to Vrindavan, lies to the right within the temple courtyard. So, when you visit Vrindavan, do take the darshan of all the deities along with Rupa Goswami and also other Goswami's samadhis and also Prabhupada's bhajan kutir. Shri Radha Damodar Ki Jai, Srila Jiva Goswami Ki Jai.